Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Heather Buckmaster talking international opportunities for the beef industry in just a moment.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to run these cattle through the chute and deworm them. Then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard Cattle Dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah, the cattle eat the Safeguard and the Safeguard kills the worms. Brown stomach worms, Cooperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. And one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh, looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy, drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first. Then we'll see about the game. Healthy cattle perform better. Add Safeguard, add pounds. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit SafeguardCattle.com. Consult your veterinarian for assistance in the diagnosis, treatment, and control of parasitism. Always read and follow label directions. Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
The Oklahoma Beef Council is one of several state beef councils that allocates extra resources to the U.S. Meat Export Federation. And Executive Director Heather Buckmaster says it really pays.
Yes, we made the decision because, you know, we look at Oklahoma. We have 3.875 million consumers in the state of Oklahoma. 96% of the world's population is outside of the U.S. Oklahoma, and we represent about 1.2% of the U.S. population. So we want to make sure we're making the most difference. So we made the choice to invest with U.S. Meat Export Federation. Our dollars are matched up to 3 and 4 times. So we take that precious dollar, we're able to extend it and make the most difference for producers in Oklahoma. So this past year, we invested in multiple promotions with USMEF. Specifically, one was that, and I never say if I say this right, Yakiniku Festival. And this was a really strong focus in on their member restaurants and change. This is a style of cooking in Japan. And so as a result of Oklahoma checkoff dollars and partnership and being leveraged, it moved 1.5 million more pounds of beef, U.S. beef through the system. My favorite one, and I love this story, the American Fair is that's the name of the promotion. So with a major retail group in Japan, they have 1,500 outlets. It started in June, but they were able to increase U.S. beef sales 49% during the time period of the promotion. And that was 90,000 pounds more of beef. But most important is that U.S. beef is going to be replacing, for their store brand, we're going to be replacing another country's beef program. And it's all going to be U.S. beef, which should increase the volume of U.S. beef purchases into next year by 70%. And so being able to see that kind of success, knowing our dollars are getting matched and being able to provide the results back to Oklahoma producers, we believe is very important.
Let's talk about the new year. Fiscal year 2017 just now underway. Your board's approved your plan of work. What does it entail?
Well, first of all, we put a new long-range plan into place for 2017 through 2020. And our mission statement, and we feel very strongly about this, is to enhance beef demand by strengthening consumers' trust and exceeding consumers' expectations. And so we're looking at this in three strategic priorities. One is to improve beef's image. That is absolutely important. Two is to connect and communicate with consumers. And the third aspect of that is obviously to continue drive growth in the beef export markets. So as we look at, for instance, beef image, but strengthen our efforts in the health professional world and really focusing on those people that consumers listen to for their dietary advice.
Talking about some of the strategy that the Oklahoma Beef Council has developed for the new fiscal year that started the 1st of October. That's Executive Director Heather Buckmaster. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Friday, November 4th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time with 19,000 head being offered, 2,800 yearling steers, 2,000 yearling heifers, 11,000 weaned calves, and about 1,500 calves on cows. If you want details about specific lots, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117. At Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.